Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host. Today, I'm joined with Inside Texas expert Justin Wells after the Texas 22-17 season-ending win over the K-State Wildcats. The Longhorns end the regular season on a positive note after a six-game losing streak in conference. Justin, thanks for joining us here today. A couple of initial thoughts for you on this game.
Well, I mean, the first thing that was obvious is this was the Rashawn Johnson game. This was the game that I think you and I, since we cover this for a living and we see it so much, I think we take him for granted. I think some fans often take him for granted. And if there was a season in which you notice the little things happening, you notice the guys that are playing full out, full on, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, injured as well because he's coming off a turf toe. This was the game that proved that, listen, you know, there's some guys in this locker room that want to fight. There's some guys that want to win. And Rashawn Johnson might have propelled himself into being the team leader going into the next season, going into the spring, going into the offseason. That was one thing I noticed. The defense, they had some really good stops in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it was more of Will Howard being a little limited. I don't know if it was, you know, poor play calling with Deuce Vaughn towards down the stretch, but you got to give the defenders credit. The D-line came up. They played hard. They played well. Jalen Ford, to me, took a next step that you want to see at linebacker.
He's the best linebacker on the team, and he didn't start. I think he's now, and no offense to DeMarvian, but DeMarvian still is that tweener type, and maybe he's injured, maybe he's not. But Jalen Ford is likely the best linebacker on the team at this point.
I think he proved that today too, Bobby. I really do. He had an incredible first half. He followed it up with a solid second half. The guy knows gap assignments. He doesn't get caught in the wash, and he's always staying on his feet. He had a couple tackles for losses early that I think boosted his confidence. And I agree with you. Even though Overshown may have the higher athletic, upside, Jalen Ford brought hat. And that's what you need inside linebacker in college football.
I think you're saying bring hat. I agree. He played physical. You can't have two guys at linebacker like Texas does, typically with Brockermeyer and Overshown this year, that catch blockers. Yeah. That's just not how this defense is designed, and part of the run fit problem. But Texas even had problems with the run fit again today. It wasn't all beautiful. You mentioned Rashawn Johnson, and Justin, I couldn't agree with you more. Going into this game, you know, the question is, had Texas quit? I mean, I think that a lot of fans maybe thought they had, even though they've played tight games with one exception down the stretch here. A lot of fans thought they had. But, you know, to be honest with you, Rashawn Johnson showed the desire through the whole time period and showed it today. Moro Ojomo, I think, belongs in that category. Wouldn't you give that to him?
Absolutely.
He made a key fourth down stop on Deuce Vaughn. I thought Keandre Coburn came out strong and finished strong. His stop on the Howard kid on the option pitch that Ovi Ogufu kind of blew up a little bit and kept it out of Deuce Vaughn's hands, I thought was tremendous. So Brennan Schooler, I thought, gave it 110%. I mean, you know what I mean? And so I feel like there were some guys on top of Rashawn that kept giving it. Keelan Robinson's another one, right? 110%.
Kate Brewer.
Kate Brewer had a great game. Best catch of his career, theoretically, right?
He only waited 4 years to do it.
Hey, best catch of his career. On the third down, first down run by by Roschon Johnson to kind of, it didn't necessarily seal the game, but it, K-State had already used two timeouts. Jared Wiley made a tremendous block, which I was like, where's that been all year? You know? And so there were some highlights, I thought. And I'm, those aren't the only ones, but it's easier to point these out when it's a victory, right? Yeah. When it's a loss, you're not necessarily talking about the good. You're talking and focusing more on the bad. But that being said, there was some bad. Texas gave up a ton of yards on the ground. The quarterback keeper one play drive was just too indicative of what's occurred all season long. The question I want to ask you, though, if you look at it, what was the key to the game, in your opinion, overall? Was it Texas's just, I mean, you know, what was it, in your opinion? Because I've got a bunch of different, we're so close to the end of the game. I'm still trying to gather my thoughts. You know, what were you thinking? What are you thinking?
I think it was two-sided. On one side, I think Sarkisian called a really good game. I think he knew exactly what he was dealing with. He knew Casey was limited. He knew Rashawn was going to have to play the Wildcat quite a bit. He knew Keelan was going to have to get double-digit carries. And we saw a lot of that pre-snap motion that we saw earlier in the season. We saw more of it today on a short week as well. And so I think Sark gets some credit for this game because he knew exactly what these guys can do. When Xavier Worthy needed to make a catch, that kid just came through clutch after clutch. I mean, that kid, he was limping off after every other play because this kid was getting tagged by the K-State defenders. But I give Sark some credit. I really do think this game plan was good. On the other end, I think when Kansas State announced that they weren't going to have Skylar Thompson, I think that's a big thing. I know it's not the most, it's not the sexiest reason, but Will Howard was limited, very much so. He was your old typical K-State quarterback. He's what Bill Schneider used to put out every year, and they'd still win 8 or 9 games with that type of guy. But he was limited throwing the ball. They've got some great skill guys, Deuce Vaughn and Malik Knowles. After the first half, those guys were kind of corralled. They couldn't do as much. It was almost like Texas made a few adjustments in the second half. And so I think those are kind of the two things I'm gathering from it. I think Sark called a hell of a game, and I think he deserves credit for that. And I think that with Will Howard playing and K-State missing their star quarterback, I think that made a big difference because once Texas kind of stayed in the game and kept that momentum going, it always alluded to Kansas State having to pass the ball to move the chains in the second half. They just could not do that.
That's a great – I think that sums it up pretty well, Justin. I agree with you. I want to say this about Xavier Worthy, and I wrote about it in my snap judgments right after the game. How many times have we seen a receiver go down the seam like that and alligator arm that catch and or not come down with it and maintain control like he did because they were protecting their body instead?
Every game.
Not every time, you know, because there's not that play every game. But every time that there's been that play, no one else has made it. And that goes back for, you know, quite a while, I think. And so I'm impressed with him. I mean, he just continues to be a difference maker, incredible difference maker. And I agree with you about Sark. I mean, say what you want. Getting Jarrett Wiley involved in the passing game for the first time, that was a plus. I mean, that was a big first down after a first down negative play, right? Or after – it was actually a second down holding call, right, that pushed him back 10 yards.
And then he made another catch two plays later.
Yeah, on the outside, yeah. And so I – on the opposite side of the field, I agree with you. I mean, I think that he did a good job of mixing up. He finally was able to mix in Keelan Robinson too, right?
Yes, sir.
You saw him get different touches. You know, it's interesting. Kelvonte Dixon got involved a little bit. Marcus Washington got involved a little bit. I thought the one stat was very interesting. And I forwarded this to everybody. 44 rushes, 24 passes. That's pretty, I mean, he knew he had to run the ball to keep the game short. And
with the personnel they have today, that's the balance you probably want and you probably need to beat a team like Kansas State.
Yeah. A couple of thoughts here. They tightened up defense. B.J. Foster, you and I talked about this before we went on air just a second ago. After that long quarterback run, B.J. Foster didn't see the field again.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No. And it probably should have happened a lot sooner. We're not the coaches. We don't get paid to make those decisions, but we do get paid to cover it. And we've seen BJ – I've seen BJ Foster make a ton of good plays, but all of those were his freshman and sophomore years. I just feel like he's fallen off as a player. He's definitely fallen off as a contributor. But the lack of effort, that's zero tolerance. You can't have that. And Sark made a great quote after the game at the press conference. He said after that big Will Howard 71-yard run, there were a couple guys out there that weren't getting it done, so we had to make some changes. And that was his way of saying, B.J. Foster, you just lost your spot.
Yeah. Anything else that Sark said in post-game that caught your attention?
Not much, just, you know, the joy that these guys felt with that win. You know, it might just get them to 5-7. They might have the right APR to get them into a bowl game. None of that's all unknown right now. What is known is those guys are happy. What is known is that the work they put in this week was fruitful with the W. You got to send the seniors off. You know, this was a group that's seen the Sugar Bowl. They've been through some good season. They've been through some really bad controversial seasons. And so to send those guys off with a W, I think is a really good statement for the coaches and for the fans. And so Sark was just grateful for the W. He was grateful that he got the guys together. He lauded more and more on Rashawn Johnson and just how much he's important. And he's not just a leader. He's not just that dude in the locker room. He's a contributor. He's a producer. Career high, 179 yards, I believe, on 32 carries. I mean, he was the difference in the game. And I think Sark wanted to make sure everyone in that press conference understood just how important Rojo is to this program.
Yeah, I've got some other stats that were interesting just to give it to you. Excuse me. Whoa. I've got the winter flu, I think, going on here.
That's hey, no bueno.
Yeah, no, not today. Hey, real quick, one stat: Keelan Robinson with 9 carries. That's pretty. That's his high of the year by far. Also had a reception, but liberal use of him. Xavier Worthy finishes with 6 for 65. No touchdowns for him. Casey Thompson, 17 of 23 for 170, only 7.4 per attempt, but a fairly efficient day. He wasn't asked to do a whole lot. He did throw a really bad pick.
Yeah, it was a bad interception, but cleaned after that.
Well, no, it wasn't. But you know what he could have done? What he could have done there, Justin, is there was 10 yards of grass between him.
You're right.
Know? And so those are the plays that typically decide a game. I will say his best play of the day, in my opinion, was the play where he made a quick thinking play and shoveled it off to Roshan.
That
yeah.
Looked like a basketball pass.
Yeah. But that was a key play because Texas goes down and scores on it. Would have been 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 13 after that play.
Yeah.
It without that play, Justin, they probably are bottled up and it's 3 and out again on 2 consecutive drives. But he made that throw. Rashawn turns it into a first down, and Texas ended up going and scoring. And I really do believe that was one of the big offensive plays of the game.
One more. I got a number for you. Guess how many yards Xavier Worthy was short of 1,000 yards for the season?
What?
Two.
Two?
If he catches one more ball, Texas has a 1,000-yard receiver for the first time, and I can't remember. I had the numbers. It's been a long time, and there hadn't been a lot of guys that have done that. He was so close, Bobby, so close.
Yeah, I just remember him, and not me personally. I said this, the best Texas receiver since, and I think he's going to end up being the best Texas receiver ever.
He's on that path.
He's just so good. And I look, Jordan Shipley, tremendous player. Roy Williams, great player, great athlete. I don't think either of them are as good as he is in both ways.
Not at this stage.
I'll yeah, agree not even
there close. At this stage.
Yeah. And I think that he's got some growth ahead of him with some route running. The other thought, my thought here is what about the offensive line today? I don't know if you noticed that. I mean, you can't run the ball 44 times and not have some success along the O-line. I thought Tope Omade was like a man on a mission early. Did you see some of the – I mean, he's plowing some people.
When you're 6 foot six, 362 pounds, he used that size well today. And maybe it's because it was his final game at DKR. Maybe he got a little sentimental. When he came out during the seniors being announced with a picture of his mother who had passed earlier, I mean, that – Tope's a special kid. He really is. And to see him do well, it's so easy to pull for a guy like that. And also, there were some guys banged up early on, and you know, with Angelau and Kerstetter, and who popped in? Andre Karich played great. Hayden Connor slid in, played great. So some of those young pups got some of those reps. And you know, for guys like us that are looking forward to the offseason already, to me, that's something that they can grow on.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like only one holding call I remember all game.
I was surprised by the lack of penalties, to be honest with you. Generally I watched the Cowboys Raiders game last night that had 47 penalties. So I was just used to the flags, man.
I watched that game too, and I was like, well, there's pass interference on number 30 again. No, I get what you're saying. What I would ask you on this offensive line, really, and ask Texas fans to consider is where do they go from here, really? You know, Angelau went out. I don't think he returned after the second quarter. I think early third. I could end up being wrong about that. Christian Jones, Kerstetter, Amade, Jake Majors, those guys stuck through it and played reasonably well. I really Gunnar Helm played early today too, the reserve tight end, and had a nice block. And so I'm looking at it, and a lot of guys back on offense next year for the Longhorns. I think they'll return 8 starters, depending on who the quarterback is, theoretically. But, you know, unless Texas gets somebody from the portal or a freshman comes in and wins the job, that position will be back. Bijan and Roshan are back. Worthy's back. Whittington's back. Whittington got some action today, finally. Washington is back. 4 of the 5 offensive linemen are back. Not the tight end, but Jared Wiley played quite a bit this year. So the offense looks like it's in good shape. The defense is a different story. But, you know, really they're going to lose 2 starting safeties. But I don't know that that's losing them. The corners is a different story. All in all, It's an interesting game to go out on. I wish we could have seen more of this Texas team, and I hope they do make a bowl just so they get the extra practices. Your takes on – I want to say this too, because I think some fans are going to squawk if Texas takes a bowl game or gets a bowl game invite and accepts it if they're 5-7. What is your thought on that?
I'm all about the extra practices. If you're trying to build a program, you need as many – NCAA allowed contact practices as possible. And that's what the bowl game gives you. It gives you all that extra time to implement all this new stuff. The winning the bowl is almost secondary. the beauty of it is they do get to go and continue to play for another month. They get another month of working on things. They get another month to get healthy. Some guys that are really banged up could come back for that, you know, for another game. And so you don't turn down a bowl game. You just don't do that. It gives your guys another opportunity to play. That's why they're there. It would be foolish to do that. You'll have a few fans that say, well, we should just flush this season and move on. Well, technically, you know, the season's already pretty flushed, but you can still bring some stuff out of it. You can still get something positive. Those extra weeks of bowl practice and preparation, those are big, especially sometimes these early enrollees are allowed to come in and watch. They're allowed to come in and see a lot of this stuff happen. And anytime you can get those guys acclimated sooner, the better. And so Texas fans don't need to be too silly about this. If a bowl game comes your way, you take it, you buy your ticket, you get your flight, and you show up early and you stay loud.
I got you. Well, Justin, again, the final 22-17, Texas beats K-State in Austin to close out the 2021 regular season, a season with a lot of ups and downs for the Longhorns this year. We rode the roller coaster with them on Inside Texas. Thanks for being part of that, Justin. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of it as well. So for Justin Wells, I'm Bobby Burton, and this has been On Texas Football.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.